Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, woodroom schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And with that, it is time to do just a little housekeeping. And that reminds us that if you are checking out a show live, you can always call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free, 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free, 1-877-633-9389. And with that, I want... Actually, pretty much everything that I would normally add here is going to be in the body of the episode. So let's just head back from housekeeping. Okay, so I had hoped that I would be... I had a possible speaking thing come in at the last minute, and it did not go. So I unfortunately don't have a I'm speaking this month to slip in here, but we do have lots of things going on, one of which, and it was because of the speaking thing that I was a little late getting this month out, which is too bad because I didn't get to warn anybody that Laura Days was this last weekend, September 9th and 10th. That's their big Laura event of the year. Traditionally, they include participants who, include the most participants who dress in prairie clothes. They have a regional fiddle contest and a traditional crafts demonstration area. This year is a fresh start. They had a lot of turnover in people who had long been in charge of different things. But so it's been a question about what would be included. Now, I did not go to the Laura Days this year, but I have heard that there was a huge crowd to see Dean, which I am glad to know about. And the people I've talked to aren't people that I know have been to the event before, but everyone said they were surprised by how many people that I talked to. So I'm glad if they had a good turnout. They had doubled down on the prairie clothes and had a actual contest this year, which was not just for the kids, like they normally have Little Miss Laura, Young Almanzo, Cousin Charlie, Nellie Olson, you know, that kind of thing. Though, actually, I think it's just Laura and Little Miss Laura usually. They were opening it up to more characters and that adults could participate, which I think is awesome. I always say Pepin is the place, the event you want to go to if you can wear your Laura outfit. And I'm glad they're really doubling down on that. I'm sorry I didn't make it, and I hope to get back there. Dean Butler was the speaker, and apparently they have started doing a new thing where he signs empty jars of cinnamon because of the cinnamon chicken thing in the Little House on the Prairie NBC TV show. There was a whole thing in the plot where they substitute chicken for something else, and I mean, I'm sorry, no, it wasn't the chicken. They substituted the cinnamon with something else for his meal in order to make him realize just what a terrible cook Nellie was, so that he would go more towards Laura. And for some reason, the throwaway line has become a big thing for a lot of TV show people. And I thought it was kind of bad. They don't even sell the cinnamon to put in it. You have to put your own cinnamon in it. But that is a thing they're doing now. Okay. Now, the rest of the homesite events are later in the month, one of which, the Wilder Days and the Laura Ingalls Wilder Fiddle Off, is coming September 22nd and 23rd. That's their annual celebration commemorating Laura Ingalls Wilder, America's favorite pioneer girl, and her cherished little house books. They will be having their 8th annual fiddle contest on Wilder Day, and it'll be a great day to enjoy fiddle music on property as well as to hear Pa's fiddle played. Now, that is their big advantage, that the only place you can hear Pa's fiddle played is at Mansfield. And that makes their contest awfully special. And I'm really glad to see this. It didn't used to be that fiddle music was as big a part of these events. But one way they've really grabbed people in is to have them participate. And fiddling is this whole other group of fans that are really into music and fiddling, and there's this whole bunch of contests and things. And both Pepin and Mansfield have developed events that are now not just, oh, we're going to have a little fiddle contest, but important regional contests in the schedule of the fiddlers in the region, which I'm very glad we get a lot more fiddle music this way, and I'm just glad to hear it. The fundraising dinner they have, and they're calling it the 6th annual, though they apparently, that is counting some years they skipped, I don't know, a Wilder dinner. And what they have been doing for the last, I guess, 6 years, is they have one of the actors from the NBC version of the television show come to the home site, and they have a dinner at the high school. And this year is Patrick, and I screw up his name every single time. And I don't know why I can't say this name. I just have terrible trouble with it. But Labrador, I don't know, Labyorteaun. He played Andy Garvey on the NBC TV series, and he'll be the special guest. Now, I'm going to come back to that at the end. There is something I want to mention about that, but I'm going to come back at the end. And I'm going to be down there with my friend Kelly, so we're going to hopefully be able to give you live reports from the episodes. So watch for those upcoming episodes, and we'll tell you what happened. And again, that was September 22nd and 23rd, with the supper is on the 22nd. Malone, or as the locals like to say, Burke, New York. It's the annual Harvest Festival and Civil War Living History Encampment, also September 23rd and 24th. The difference is the Wilder event in Mansfield has Friday afternoon included, and in Malone, they just do the Saturday and Sunday. All right, they have a Civil War Living History Encampment, pumpkin painting and children's 19th century games in the orchard, children's corn pit in the barn, adult juried art show on display, entertainers, demonstrators, craft, and produce for sale. Now, we are back to cast reunions at non-homestead site towns of more than three cast members. That is where I put my cut things off, because I don't want to have like a schedule of individual events for the individual actors. So there have to be at least three, or it to be at a home site to get listed on here. So the first one of the month was September 1st and 3rd at Orlando, Florida. This is a relatively small group, but has Melissa Gilbert and Karen Grassley, who are both, you don't see as much, which of course is Laura Ingalls and Caroline Ingalls, and Allison Armgrim, who is of course Nellie Olson. Now there's going to be a Little House event in October. I'm sorry, we're still in September. I don't know why I said October. In September on the 23rd, they're going to be doing a thing called Little House Murder Mystery Dinner. And only 100 tickets will be sold. I think they are probably sold out now. But if you're interested, be sure to tell them. They'll want to do another one, I'm sure. The event also features a chance to get a professional photo with you and the cast members. And they will also be part of the Prairie Folks Antique and Craft Festival held at the Osage County Fairgrounds in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. And for that one, it's going to be Dean Butler, Allison Arngrim, Nellie Olson, Charlotte Stewart, Miss Beadle, Wendy Lou Lee, Baby Grace Ingalls, Pamela Roylance, Sarah Carter, Patrick Labrador, I'm sorry, I just can't say it, Andy Garvey, Jennifer Donati, Baby Rose Wilder, and as I always add, you never know who else will show up, which is their way of saying advertise to appear. There's also going to be the Prairie Folks Antique and Craft Festival at the same date, so it's going to be around the same time. And Alice Wilder, Almanza's sister, was born September 3rd, 1853. Now, that gets me back up to what I was going to say before, and that is things are kind of changing in the cast reunion business, and it's kind of sad. Because it used to be that the cast reunions were really special things, and they were mostly in the home site towns, and I think there was truly a connection between the fans who made the trips to see them and the actors. Not as much as some people say. I mean, there's some people who you will say, well, I paid my own way to get here, why won't they? And that really isn't a fair question at all. But it was a connection. And now it's kind of become a business. There are a lot more of these events taking place. And there is a price tag on everything where it didn't used to be that way. That is how most of these kind of fan convention things are. And I'm truly sorry if we've really lost the spirit of that in favor of the price tag. And because of that, a lot more people are involved than ever used to be. And that is why if you start seeing these different names on there, it's because there's money on the table now. And I'm just sorry to see it. I truly am. And although I think they totally deserve it, and I can tell you, having been a speaker at a Laura event, it is a lot of work, and they certainly deserve to be compensated. I'm not saying that. It's just I'm afraid there's going to be a change. I think there's been a change in the spirit of these events, and I'm just sorry about it. Okay, well, in terms of what else is going on in Laura fandom, apparently a book is just dropping called Little House Hacks. That's all I know about it. The woman who played Alice Garvey passed away this month, and there's something else I was going to include, and I don't remember what it is. Well, I am sure I will remember as soon as I go ahead and call off for the day, but I think that is sort of the highlights of what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month. And watch for me to get back with you to do the October one before too long. Oh, that was one thing I was going to be sure to tell you. The Humanities Iowa got some extra money from the state of Iowa for programs. So if you've been considering having me come speak, now is the time to reach out. And with that, thank you for visiting with me, what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. And remember to brighten the corner where you are.